Materiality and monitoring, two important aspects of our critical factors. Once we have understood critical factors that might influence our sector or individual comparable, we need to define the materiality of these factors. We can define materiality as a consistent change in the underlying financials of a sector or stock, a change in players' expectations, or a change in the resource allocation process. Moreover, these factors need to have a relevant likelihood of occurrence over the typical investment time horizon to be considered material. The next step is to look at current financial and valuation metrics or proxies, in order to derive any slight change and identify possible new critical factors. Historical events work better for companies with a long trading history, while current analysis is more suited for companies that are highly influenced by current market condition and expectations on their growth rate. As we have mentioned previously, stocks trade on their forward multiples, which are derived from business inflows, capability in the future, and their opportunity cost of capital. It becomes clearer if we consider two companies being appraised using a perpetuity framework, respecting the ongoing concern assumption. If we assume a beta of 0.97, a FCFE of 100 in a risk-free rate of 1%, expected market return of 8%, and expected market return equal to the actual risk-free rate, 1%, and two different growth rates, growth rate A of 1% and growth rate B 1.5%, and we calculate the value of this stream of cash flow we would have. Case growth rate A, in this case we use a growth rate of 1%. RE equals 0.01 plus 0.97, 0.08 to 0.01, equals 7.79%. Equity value equals 100 times 1.01, 7.79% to 1%, equals 1,487.48. Case growth rate, B, in this case we use a growth rate of 1.5%. RE equals 0.01 plus 0.97, 0.08 to 0.01, equals 7.79%. Equity value equals 100 times 1.015, 7.79% to 1.5%, equals 1,613.67.